Michael Cohen goes before Congress.
He is going to show that the president may have engaged in tax fraud.
The Vietnam summit.
Trump and Kim arrive in Hanoi.
Stuck on a train for a day and a half.
It is dark, there is more snow on the way, and we are stranded.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Michael Cohen is set to level serious allegations against President Trump. CBS's Nora O'Donnell says it will come when the president's former attorney, who's bound for prison, testifies to a House committee tomorrow and brings along tax documents.
A source confirms to CBS News that Cohen plans to accuse the president of criminal conduct in connection with hush money paid to women who claimed they had sex with Mr. Trump more than a decade ago. Cohen reportedly will also reveal some of the president's financial statements and accuse him of making racist comments.
And CBS's Nancy Cordes says today Cohen sits down with senators.
This is the hearing that's going to be behind closed doors. This committee wants to know why he misled them about President Trump's 2016 pursuit of a big Moscow real estate project. Did someone tell him to lie? How many other Russia deals did the president pursue, stretching back to the 1980s? And who were his key business partners there?
Well, President Trump arrives soon in Vietnam for his second summit meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is covering.
Kim Jong-un arrived here in Hanoi by rail, a 60-hour train ride from Pyongyang. Crowds waved North Korean and Vietnamese flags. Kim's small motorcade wound its way through the streets of Hanoi and rolled right up to a hotel where White House correspondents were staying. The place had been double-booked. Though the arrangements for the press were made weeks in advance, the U.S. TV crews were ordered to scramble and relocate just before the North Korean leader arrived. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Hanoi, Vietnam.
In Australia, Pope Francis's former top financial advisor has been convicted of molesting two choir boys. Cardinal George Pell faces a possible 50-year prison term. Abuse victims outside the court accuse Pell of being responsible for widespread abuse.
George Pell is a monster, a freak. He has to be jailed. No home detention, none of this pathetic, weak justice. We want to see him fry in hell.
Pell's attorneys plan to appeal. Singer R. Kelly walked out of a Chicago jail yesterday after posting $100,000 bail.
Get back!
R. Kelly, anything you want to say?
A crush of people were there to watch, and fans caught up when the van that took him away stopped at a McDonald's.
I love you!
Earlier in the day, his attorney entered a not guilty plea in a sexual abuse case involving four women. New details are emerging in the Florida case against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. CBS's Omar Villafranca says one of the alleged incidents cited by prosecutors happened on the day of the AFC title game last month.
According to charging documents, Kraft arrived at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa by chauffeur. Surveillance video captured him paying cash at the front door, hugging a worker, and removing his clothes before lying face up on the table. He left 14 minutes later after the alleged sex acts.
A spokesman for Kraft denies he did anything illegal. In suburban Philadelphia, a mother and her teenage daughter face homicide charges in the deaths of five relatives, including three children. D.A. Matthew Weintraub says the bodies were found inside an apartment.
This is a terrible tragedy. I just spoke with the family of all five of the deceased, and we're all heartbroken.
The causes of death are under investigation, and authorities have not discussed a possible motive. Venezuela is deporting an American journalist who was interviewing the country's besieged president and then was detained for a time. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says it comes against the backdrop of another day of protests by government opponents.
Waves of protesters faced off again with pro-Maduro forces. We're going to stand up for Venezuela, even if they don't want to support us, this young man told us. We will find a way. In a new interview, President Nicolas Maduro blamed the United States for, quote, trying to fabricate a crisis and bring a war to South America.
They don't want the world to see what we did.
Univision journalist Jorge Ramos says he confronted Maduro about that. He says he and his crew were abruptly detained in a dark room for 2 hours.
Their Minister of Communications told us that they didn't authorize the interview and they confiscated all our cameras, four cameras, all our video, all our cell phones.
Well, here at home, heavy snow and a tree on the tracks has left 183 passengers on a West Coast Amtrak train stranded since Sunday night in Oak Ridge, Oregon. Rebecca Dotson is one of those on board.
You had some rumors the National Guard is coming to pick up the crew, but not the passengers. It is dark, there is more snow on the way, and we are stranded.
Amtrak says there is enough food on board, and efforts are being made to clear the track, but heavy snow has made it tough to get equipment there. A storm system is barreling through California, delivering snow and rain. It has raised flooding and avalanche threats. In the east, strong winds, some hitting hurricane strength, have brought down trees and power lines in several states. In an HBO documentary set to air this weekend, two men accused the late singer Michael Jackson of molesting them when they were boys.
Every night I was with him, there was abuse while my mother was next door.
On CBS This Morning, Leaving Neverland director Dan Reed responded to criticism that the work is one-sided.
What was important for me was to have eyewitnesses or to, you know, people who could add something to the story. I don't know that the Jackson family has any direct knowledge.
The Jackson family has sued and will give their first TV interview to CBS This Morning tomorrow. The Army National Guard needs a few good fitness instructors. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Wanted, nearly 5,000 fitness instructors and about $40 million worth of workout equipment ASAP. That's to help the Army National Guard meet tough new physical fitness standards that take effect in October 2020. Commanders think it could take many of the 330,000 citizen soldiers a full year to get in shape, so it wants everything in place by this coming October. Steve?
Imagine being a student and having a school all to yourself. It's reality in the country's least densely populated state.
In the Albany County Public School District in Wyoming, classroom overcrowding is not an issue. In fact, two of the district schools just have one student each. The Cozy Hollow School, about 60 miles north of Laramie, will serve a single student entering kindergarten this fall. Now, it's just a few miles away from another school that has just one student, but officials say connecting roads are impassable much of the winter. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Well, the securities and Exchange Commission has asked a federal court to hold Tesla CEO Elon Musk in contempt for violating a settlement he reached late last year with the government. Part of the deal is he can't tweet about the company's finances without approval first. The action claims he did last week, and it says what he wrote was inaccurate. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.